THE LUST OF HATE by Guy Newell Boothby. Introduction. My Chance in Life. Let me begin by explaining that I have set myself the task of telling this story for two sufficient reasons. The first, because I consider that it presents as good a warning to a young fellow as he could anywhere find against allowing himself to be deluded by a false hatred into committing a sin that at any other time he would consider in every way contemptible and cowardly. And in the second, because I think it just possible that it may serve to set others on their guard against one of the most unscrupulous men, if man he is, of which I begin to have my doubts, who ever wore shoe leather. If the first should prove of no avail, I can console myself with the reflection that I have at least done my best, and at any rate can have wrought no harm if the second is not required. Well, in that case, I think I shall have satisfactorily proved to my reader, whoever he may be, what a truly lucky man he may consider himself, never to have fallen into Dr. Nikola's clutches. What stroke of ill fortune brought me into this fiend's power, I suppose I shall never be able to discover. One thing, however, is very certain, and that is that I have no sort of desire to ever see or hear of him again. Sometimes when I lie in bed at night and my dear wife, the truest and noblest woman, I verily believe, who ever came into this world for a man's comfort and consolation, is sleeping by my side, I think of all the curious adventures I have passed through in the last 2 years, and then fall to wondering how on earth I managed to come out of them alive, to say nothing of doing so with so much happiness as is now my portion. This sort of moralising, however, is not telling my tale. So if you will excuse me, kind reader, I will bring myself to my bearings and plunge into my narrative forthwith. By way of commencement, I must tell you something of myself and my antecedents. My name is Gilbert Pennethorne. My mother was a Tregenna, and if you remember the old adage, by tree, pollen, pen, you may know the Cornish men. You will see that I may claim to be Cornish to the backbone. My father, as far back as I can recollect him, was a highly respectable but decidedly choleric gentleman of the old school, who clung to his black silk stockings and high-rolled collar long after both had ceased to be the fashion, and for a like reason had for modern innovations much the same hatred as the stage coachman was supposed to entertain for the railway engines. Many were the absurd situations this animosity led him into. Of his 6 children, 2 boys and 4 girls, I was perhaps the least fortunate in his favour. For some reason or other, perhaps because I was the youngest and my advent into the world had cost my mother her life, he could scarcely bring himself at any time to treat me with ordinary civility. In consequence, I never ventured near him unless I was absolutely compelled to do so. I went my way, he went his, and as a result, we knew but little of each other, and liked what we saw still less. Looking back upon it now, I can see that mine must have been an extraordinary childhood. To outsiders, my disposition was friendly, almost to the borders of demonstrativeness. In my own home, where an equivalent temperament might surely have been looked for, I was morose, quick to take offence, and at times sullen even to brutishness. This is my father, to whom opposition of any kind was as hateful as the Reform Bill, met with an equal spirit, ridicule and carping criticism, for which he had an extraordinary aptitude, became my daily portion, and when these failed to effect their purpose, corporal punishment followed sure and sharp. As a result, I detested my home as cordially as I loathed my parent, and was never so happy as when at school, and a natural feeling, as you will admit, is one so young. From Eton I went up to Oxford, where my former ill luck pursued me. Owing to a misunderstanding, I had the misfortune to incur the enmity of my college authorities during my first term, and in company with 2 others was ignominiously sent down at the outset of my 2nd year. This was the opportunity my family had been looking for from the moment I was breached, and they were quick to take advantage of it. My debts were heavy, for I had never felt the obligation to stint myself, and in consequence